Performances from rock titans Imagine Dragons and pop icon Pink on the super stage. It's the most high-octane.
Welcome to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown, presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by American Water Connecticut, Factory Mattress, Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Hyundai, Round Rock Toyota, RV Outlet Mall, Dr. Greg Eckert, Austin Billiards, Qualtech Automotive, Paul's Motorworks, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Capital Chevrolet, Urology Austin, Whataburger, Thrivin' Financial, Vandegrift High School, Inner Space Cavern, Thomas J. Henry, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Total Men's, UFCU, Central Texas Honda Dealers, and Tires to You. Now, here's your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. We are entering week six already?
Week six, yes, sir.
Week six. Wow.
It's October, baby. This is where you can really start taking stock of things. September, you know, September tells lots of lies. October is when things get real.
It really starts to feel like football season as we get into October, Steve.
You can be bad in September and you can recover from that. You can be good in September and you can collapse. But once it's October, you know, you can't be bad in September or October and suddenly be good in November. That doesn't happen, all right? November is when you are who you are in October. So excited to see what we do this month,
man. Good or bad, you better be good in October or else you won't be playing in December.
No. I mean, we're playing the playoffs at all, man.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. I'm Russell Dowden, publisher of Texas Sports Monthly. As always, riding shotgun here with me is Steve Ryan, senior contributor. Steve, a couple of games last night.
Yes.
And here in downtown Austin, I believe we had one last night at House Park.
Yeah, we had a few games, but we had a big blow to House Park. Del Valle trouncing Austin High, 77-34. Man,
100 points in this game.
Yeah, this was wild, man. I actually watched the first half of this game on YouTube, and Austin High's opening drive, they just went down the field, bang, 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 1 minute, 7-play touchdown drive, and it looked like, okay, here we go, Maroons. But once they got past that original game script, you know how coaches like script out their first like 10 or so plays? Once they got past that game script, it was done. They were out of ammo, you know. And then Del Valle goes on a 34-0 run to take a 34-7 lead. They had another 36-7 run in the second half. Junior quarterback Jace Wilson had 383 yards and 5 touchdowns with no picks. Also added 95 yards rushing. His top target was senior Darius Lewis, who caught 7 balls for 202 yards with 3 touchdowns. Also added a punt return touchdown and a 2-point conversion run. Sophomore Charles Burden, 6 grabs for 68 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown. And senior running back Tavir Dunlap had 90 rushing yards and 2 scores. And yeah, this game, it was 70-27 after the third quarter. I mean, this was just outrageous.
70 points.
And the defense forced 4 turnovers, forced 4 punts. And Austin High, I think it was kind of a case of the last 2 weeks they played Westlake and Lake Travis. And they got dominated in both games. And when you play 2 tough teams back-to-back early in the season, that can go one of 2 ways. You know, it can toughen you up, and you can maybe get like a moral victory of sorts if you play them close. And then the next week, you know, from the games after that seem easy to you after you played Westlake and Lake Travis. Or you can get completely dominated that to where you're like demoralized. And it's kind of like, I've heard it said before by coaches, winning begets winning. You know, once you start winning, you get that culture and you start believing you're going to go out and win. And once you start losing, losing can beget losing. And they lost 63-8 to Westlake and 63-0 to Lake Travis. And I think they were kind of still feeling the sting of that last night. And when things started to go south, it just went really south really fast. Because I'm not surprised Del Valle won this game, but I'm surprised they won by this much. I expected this to be a much closer game.
Considering that their defense, you know, gave up more points to them than either Westlake or Lake Travis, that's very, you know, that was a sign.
And Del Valle has some dudes. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Tavir Dunlap, he's going to be playing at Power 5 football school. Caleb Burton is sophomore. He is off from schools like Texas and Oklahoma. And that quarterback, Jace Wilson, is really tying it all together. Where last year they had a good run game, but couldn't really throw the ball very well. Wilson is giving them the pass game they need to be more balanced and be more dynamic on that side of the ball. But as far as the District Grace is concerned, a big win for Del Valle. They had already lost to Bowie and Anderson. They needed this one to kind of get back in the playoff race. Austin High now at 1-3. They're hurting, but there's still time for them. I mean, two of those three losses were again to Westlake and Lake Travis. They have those games out of the way. The other teams they will be competing with for the playoffs have not played both those teams yet. Yeah. So they play Hayes next week. They need to get back to it. There's time, but like this is where you have like the players only meeting and people start like calling each other out and, you know, like, come on, guys, let's go. Because it's time, you know. And Austin High, I know they had dreams of going to the playoffs this year, and I think they still have the team. Like, they didn't have the offense to do it, but they got to get going because
yeah, they've been stung here 3 weeks in a row for that Maroon offense, and it's been tough for Maroons fans here in the latter half of December and September and early October already.
Elsewhere last night, Pflugerville beat Rouse 21-7. The Panthers held the Raiders to 196 yards on 50 plays for just 3.9 yards per play. Also pounced on three fumbles. Sophomore running back Elijah Oakman rushed for 135 yards on 24 carries to pace the offense, while quarterback Jalen Reeves threw two touchdowns, and all-purpose back Patrick Parker had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. Pflugerville scored all 21 points in the second quarter, and from there they decided, we're not going to try anything. We're just going to run the ball the entire second half. You're like, we're not even like, we got this game in the bag now. Let's not make any mistakes. And so they didn't. They ran the ball the entire second half. They didn't score any more points, but they grinded out enough clock to come away with the 14-point victory. Big one for the Panthers. They are 1-1 in district.
Right.
But this game, for them to make the playoffs, they're going to need to pull off an upset on some of the bigger schools here. They're Hutto, Cedar Park, Georgetown, Manor. That's where Pflugerville is going to get in the playoffs. Now, this game they had to win to have a chance. But we'll see how they go, what happens when they play the bigger teams. This is the second year under head coach Charles Taylor, who previously had led McCallum to heights McCallum had never reached before. So year two is usually when you see that jump,
That's
typically.
True.
And we'll see where it goes from here. The last game was Hayes destroying Aikens 45-7. The Rebels dominating games they were supposed to dominate. Joe Angel Carrasco rushed for 214 yards and a touchdown on 10 carries, and Xavier Green sliced his way to 173 yards on 16 carries with a score. And that's your Thursday night roundup.
Roundup, Thursday night roundup. We got a Thursday night roundup on the Friday night countdown. Did the Panthers score? Did they score off of all three of those turnovers?
Yes, and there was also
that's
another,
really the story of that game.
Yeah, because you look at the box score, the yards were pretty equal. There was also a play where Rouse, the punter, fumbled the snap and then picked it up with his knee on the ground, which technically doesn't count as a turnover, but might as well have been one because it was fourth down. They lost 20 yards. Rouse made some mistakes. Pflugerville takes advantage, and that's just the name of the game. That can be, and you see that even at the NFL. Sometimes you win games just by making less mistakes than the other team, and the lower level you go, I think that becomes even more premium because more mistakes are going to happen at the high school level than at the NFL. And we're going to get into that a little bit more and talk about some of the other teams too. But limiting your mistakes, great way to win a football game.
Well, did we discuss Hayes and Aikens? I mean, that one was kind of we kind of knew that one was going where that one was there.
Yeah.
Not a big surprise
but
shocker.
Hayes looking good. 5-0, 3-0 in district, man. They lost a lot of guys off last year's team, only had four returning starters. But again, year two under head coach Les Goad, they surprised a lot of people with how well they played in their first year under Goad, transitioning that new slot T system. And so year two, I guess it's not that big of a surprise now that it's year two in that system.
Yeah.
But with so few stars returning, especially in the trenches, there was some question marks on how Hayes would do this year, but they are looking really sharp. I saw them play Anderson a couple weeks ago, and they have just such a belief in that system.
Well, they still have on their schedule both Westlake and Lake Travis, that's always the challenge. It seems like those teams are always on their late schedule. That's how they were last year.
Yeah,
and they had a really drag out last year with Bowie.
Yes, well, they had a drag out of Bowie last week.
Yeah, that's
last
true.
Last week, they beat Bowie 35-34.
That was really the close game of the games
that was the
we
game
had
of the
here
week.
On the
yeah,
horn.
That was a wild game between the Rebels and the Bulldogs last week. And yeah, they were close. Last year, I believe that game ended with like a tackle at the 1 yard line. And then this week again, this year again, man. So the margin of error is razor thin sometimes.
It certainly is. And, you know, coming up after this break, we'll discuss the game of the week.
the TexasHSFootball.com
Game of the Week. That's right, and we'll talk about that on the other side. And then before that, we'll have the Whip Around brought to you by Howdy Honda. This is the Friday Night Countdown on 104.9 The Horn. We'll be right back.
NXG Recruiting, now accepting new memberships in their elite sports training facility in Lake Travis. Train with former Longhorn Mike Davis. Speed and agility, strength and conditioning, hitting and pitching instruction, and create your own video performance profile for recruiters. Train your student athlete this fall with NXG Recruiting, taking the next generation to the next level. Located on Debit Drive near 620 or visit online at nxgrecruiting.com. TexasHSFootball.com, proud to sponsor the Friday Night Countdown. Log on for the latest in game coverage, scores, team pages, player profiles, and Texas recruiting news. That's TexasHSFootball.com. For all things high school football, TexasHSFootball.com.
What's for Lunch is a full-service catering company specializing in family-style lunches for businesses in the Austin area. Catering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and afternoon snacks for special events, training seminars, tailgate parties, conferences, birthdays, celebrations, cocktail parties, local businesses, South by Southwest day parties, private parties, sports banquets, and much more. Think outside the lunchbox when you ask yourself, what's for lunch? That's What's for Lunch Corporate Catering. Call them today at 512-388-6062. That's 388-6062, or place your order online at whatsforlunchaustin.com.
Jason's Deli has something great for everyone. Fan favorites are the Garden Fresh Salad Bar, Reuben and Deli Cowboy. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing at Jason's Deli Lakeway. Open every day right down the street from Lake Travis High School.
Sendero Homes, a proud sponsor of high school football in Austin, Westlake, and Lakeway for a quarter of a century. Texas Ranch Homes, Italian-style villas, cutting-edge contemporaries, and all the transitional blends in between. For unique custom homes, turn to the pros at Sendero Homes. SenderoHomes.com.
Texas, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings, like federal and military discounts, from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. People are always asking me, why would I lease with Apple Leasing over the dealer? Number one, you don't have to spend all day at multiple dealers. That's big. Number two, Apple Leasing will tell you which car holds its value better, which cars have bigger rebates, and which cars have lower maintenance. The dealer's only interested in selling you what they have on their lot. They're not interested in what's best for you. The third reason, and most important for you, is Apple's simple interest, no penalty lease. Simply put, leasing is a little like a marriage. A lot of fun to get into, but not much fun to get out of. The dealer lease is designed to keep you in their product. It's very hard to switch to a different make. Apple Leasing is completely opposite. Apple leases any make or model. Number four, not only will Apple do this all over the phone, we'll even bring the car to your home or office. Call Apple Leasing at 346-9977. That's 346-9977, or click appleleasing.com. See how easy it is. Apple Leasing, now at three locations, serving you for over three decades.
Don't miss the Golden Chick Golden Giveaway with a game piece on every 30-ounce cup. Peel for food and discounts you can use on your next visit, like our buttery, soft, baked fresh rolls or our 100% tenderloin golden tenders. Plus, text for a chance to win lots of great prizes like premium grills, premium coolers, and more. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Game ends November 3rd, 2019, subject to official rules at goldenchick.com. Golden
Chick. Since you're already wasting time online, do it at hornfm.com.
This is Kit McConico, and it's time to go around the region and hear from the guys who will call tonight's games. It's the Friday Football Countdown, Central Texas High School Football Whip Around, powered by Howdy Honda.
This is Merle Bertrand from the Norm Memorial Stadium, where the Vandegrift Vipers once again face a battle of the unbeaten's matchup, this time against Round Rock. The Dragons are lighting up the scoreboard with 251.8 points per game, while the vaunted Viper defense is allowing just 8 points per game. It's a classic unstoppable force meets immovable object showdown when Vandegrift hosts Round Rock for first place in District 13-6A. And it's coming up on the Horn, 101.9 FM or AM 1260.
Rodney Rodriguez from Dragon Stadium in Round Rock. 13-6A is one of the most competitive and undecided districts in Central Texas. Two teams in desperate need of a win tangle tonight as Westwood takes on McNeil. These two teams combined for 762 total yards last season as McNeil prevailed 32-29. Expect Westwood to open up the offense after a rough outing last week against Round Rock. Old rivals renew the matchup with possible playoff lives on the line. Should be a fun one in a great venue. We'll have it at 7 o'clock on the Horn Webcast Network, powered by IHS Fan.
Alan Cepeda reporting from the field here in Pflugerville for tonight's 13-5A D2 matchup between the Glen Grizzlies and the Weiss Wolves. Both teams captured district wins last week and are looking to improve to 2-0 on the young district season and separate themselves from the pack. The Grizzlies will be led by their ground game, which ran for 282 yards last week versus Elgin, including 113 from senior Ron Stubblefield. Expect Weiss to continue to ride their strong and stingy defense, which is only allowing 10.5 points per game. Two young programs with a lot to prove tonight. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. on the all-new Horn Webcast Network. Download the app today.
This is Steve Foster at Burger Stadium as the Bowie Bulldogs, 2-3, 1-2 in District 25-6A, take on the Anderson Trojans, 3-1 and 1-2 in 25-6A. Both teams are coming off losses to the Hayes Rebels. This is a must-win for the Bowie Bulldogs to remain in playoff contention, with the two-way starter, Jason Gaines, leading the charge. The Trojans look to keep pace with their quest for a playoff spot led by quarterback Karsten Gross in a very competitive 25-6A. Tune in tonight at 7:15 to hear Bowie versus Anderson on 105.3 The Bat.
I'm Mark Honig in Hayes County, where Lake Travis visits the Lehman Lobos. We all know this is a mismatch. The Cavs 3-0 in the district, Lehman 0-2. Some quick notes. Lake Travis has shut out their last two opponents 112-0. And get this, in the long history of Cavalier football, they have never had three straight shutouts. QB Hudson Card, now fourth on the career touchdown pass list. He passed Baker Mayfield and Todd Reesing last week. With a pair of TD passes tonight, he'll move past Michael Brewer. Lake Travis and Lehman kick off at 7:30 here on the Horn.
This has been your Central Texas High School Whip Around, brought to you by Howdy Honda, your low price, express purchase, friendly home for Honda.
All right, that's our whip around there with Kit and good stuff. You know, we're listening to the guys this morning. I was listening to Kit and Rick Epstein here talking about the food in the stadium, Steve.
Uh-huh.
Who had, like, the best food.
Oh, did they talk about Dripping Springs?
No, they didn't. I sent them the text line. I was like, guys, you're forgotten about the catfish.
They blew it. I'm sorry. The catfish at Dripping Springs, that is hands down the best food you can get.
I think they were talking and raving about the Bush's Chicken.
At
a lot of the games.
I'm down with that.
Stuff too, and you can't get enough of those little sandwiches or the tea.
Oh yes, yes.
As well. Let's do the
Coach's Corner.
What's for lunch, Coach's Corner?
Round Rock Jeff Cheatham, right? Meow.
Corner. On this week's What's for Lunch Cater and Coach's Corner, we got Jeff Cheatham of Round Rock. Coach, y'all are undefeated with an offense averaging 50 points a game so far. What makes it so tough to stop y'all's attack?
Well, you know, we're living off a little bit of pretty good players. Seth Ford is our quarterback, played for us a little bit last year behind the O'Keefe kid, who's in Central Florida now. But we just got two big weapons outside with Jordan Smart. He kind of does a little bit of everything. He can play just about every position other than putting his hand on the ground as offensive lineman. But really, really, really good little player. And then Colin Sullivan, you know, he's been a four-year starter for us. He played for us as a freshman when we went to the quarterfinals, and he's going to Purdue. So that, and then Israel Morgan is really doing well running the football. He also started for us last year, and I probably the biggest catalyst for it all, those guys in skill positions, but our offensive line is playing really good right now.
Defensively, it looks like y'all are making strides under new defensive coordinator Cody Moore. What is about his scheme and the personnel y'all have this year that has led to this improvement?
You know, Coach Moore came from Stephenville, and you know, if you know anything about Texas football, it's important there. Coach Moore played for TCU with Coach Patterson, and it's no secret he's one of the best defensive coordinators, defensive minds there is in the nation. And we've adapted that philosophy where we were much more aggressive, and it has taken some time. I knew it would, but we got here in Christmas, and we went through spring, and you could see us making some progress and finally getting some Friday nights underneath our belt. Starting, to, you know, we're really against a really high potent quarterback last week with the Martinez kid at Westwood. We did a good job of keeping him at bay. His feet beat us more than his arm did. So, but we're making a lot of strides and doing a lot better there.
Well, that's all we got, Coach. Thanks for your time and good luck on Friday.
Hey, thank you.
It's the Coach's Corner, brought to you by What's for Lunch.
All right, good stuff from head coach Jeff Cheatham out there at Round Rock.
Absolutely, and shout out to What's for Lunch Catering.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, what's up? Send me some more wings. Yeah. Buffalo, we now mix it up next time, Kevin. Send us something good.
Jeff Cheatham, head coach of Round Rock. They are 5-0 going up against the 5-0 Vandergrift Vipers, and this is now our fourth time in 6 weeks where Vandergrift is our game of the week. And I'm sorry to everyone out there that may want to hear other teams. I promise this will probably be the last time. And I will promise you this will be the last time to the playoffs that Vandergrift's game of the week.
What about the Viper fans? You're disappointing all the Viper fans.
They're spoiled, man. They're getting spoiled. But, I mean, this was the only game between two undefeated teams this week. In fact, out of the entire state, it's one of just 11 games in the entire state between two undefeated teams this week.
Wow.
And the only game this week between two teams in our Texas Sports Monthly Top 10. I have Vandergrift number 2 right now and Round Rock number 6. Both teams improved their stock with big wins last week. Vandergrift beat up Vista Ridge 31-12 with Bowen Lewis rushing for 170 yards and a touchdown, 24 carries. Trey Mongozzi also had 2 receiving touchdowns. Meanwhile, Round Rock walloped Westwood 67-21, held a 29-0 lead after the first quarter, and a 60-14 advantage after 3 periods. Just that was not supposed to be like that.
No.
that was not supposed to happen. But it kind of shows how good Westwood could potentially be this year. And so, as we've said with the other Vandergrift games of the week, you know, it seems like for people that have been regular listeners of the show, you're probably going to be like, really, you're going to go this again? But again, it's Vandergrift's mighty defense versus an offense that is very dynamic. And again, I said this when they played Cedar Ridge. I said this when they played Vista Ridge. And just look at these numbers, all right? Now, Round Rock's offense is averaging 50 points a game and 500 yards per game. But let's look at Vandergrift did those other teams. Week 1, they played Cedar Park. That was their game of the week.
Right.
Cedar Park. Came on. And their other 4 contests are averaging 43 points per game. 43 points per game.
Okay.
Against Vandergrift, donut. Nothing. Cedar Ridge, week 3, you know, with Deuce Vaughn, arguably the best running back in the city.
Yeah, we were at that game.
Averaging 32 points per game in their non-Vandergrift contest. Against Vandergrift, 7.
Gave up a touchdown that week.
That's it. Vista Ridge last week was averaging 42 points per contest going in. Last week, just 12. So this is what Vandergrift's defense does. So the chances are Vandergrift's defense will be ready. However, I still got to tell you the specifics of this Round Rock offense and what makes them so dynamic.
Well, they put up 14.
I think so. No, that's okay. The thing. They got more weapons than those other teams. First of all, it starts at quarterback Seth Ford, the junior. Jeff Cheatham talked about him a little bit. Yep. He's completed 72% of his passes for 185 yards per game, 7 touchdowns, no picks. He's also rushed for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. But, again, he's got weapons all over. Running back Israel Morgan, the senior, is averaging 162 yards per game with 7 touchdowns. At wide receiver, senior Colin Sullivan is a Purdue commit. He's got 36 catches for 613 yards and 8 scores. That is an average of 9 catches for 153 yards and 2 touchdowns per game. Those are his per game numbers. The player I'm most excited to see, however, though, is athlete Jordan Smart. This dude last week against Westwood had 7 catches for 102 yards and a touchdown. But he's kind of like an all-purpose guy. They like to run him on the Wildcat a lot. And on 23 carries, he has 9 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, he's the utility tool.
Yeah, and a lot of those, all of those carries are in like near goal line situations. But still, to have 9 touchdowns on 23 carries. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And he has 2 touchdowns 2+ touchdowns in every game. So this will be a unique challenge for Vandegrift, matching up with all of those athletes that Round Rock has. However, we talked about what Vandegrift's done the last few times against really good offenses. And so, I'm sure they're going to have a strong game plan. They always do. And with linebackers Jax McCauley and Zach Gilchrist, J.J. Parker, Logan Arnold, Ryan Arnold, Caden Lewis in the secondary, and Jordan Cochran, Grayson Ratcliffe, and Matthew Graham, the defensive line, they will hold Round Rock well below the 50 points per game. But by how much? I mean, last year they played a similarly great Round Rock offense, held them to just 24 points, but still barely won. They needed 3 fourth down conversions on a last minute touchdown drive to win the game. So this could be a very good game.
I'm hoping this is a good game, man.
I think it will be. Again, Round Rock's defense, if you heard the coach's corner, is really improved with running a new 4-2-5. The biggest key for Round Rock is going to be limiting mistakes. We talked about those last two games against Cedar Ridge and Vista Ridge. Both those teams had a lot of mistakes in those games, and Vandegrift just plays so mentally sound. Round Rock has to limit their mistakes. If they don't do that, it's going to look like those last two games.
Player of the week coming up is who?
Colin Sullivan.
All right, we'll do Mr. Sullivan on the other side. It's the Friday Night Countdown. Get ready for some football.
Rock Solid Decorative Coatings is a proud sponsor of Central Texas High School football, specializing in outdoor living, gazebos, and patios for your home or business. Turn to the pros at Rock Solid. Rock Solid specializes in repairing your concrete project or flooring system from damage. Your team needs a Rock Solid defense to win championships, so why not call the winning professionals at Rock Solid Decorative Coatings today, 512-244-3612, or visit them online at texasrocksolidcoatings.com.
Horns fans, Mr. Tramp Sports Pub invites all Longhorns fans to the game every Saturday. Get a free appetizer during the game when wearing Horns gear. When 3 or more Horns fans show up to Mr. Tramp's to watch the game, receive free wings or any appetizer. Mr. Tramp's with great food, huge screens with sound, daily drink specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Mr. Tramp Sports Pub, your headquarters for college football this season. 183 at Fairfield Lane, where North Austin goes for sports. MrTramps.com.
Mr. Tramp's.
Sendero Homes, a proud sponsor of high school football in Austin, Westlake, and Lakeway for a quarter of a century. Texas Ranch Homes, Italian-style villas, cutting-edge contemporaries, and all the transitional blends in between. For unique custom homes, turn to the pros at Sendero Homes. SenderoHomes.com.
Uptown Cheapskate has athletic wear and a lot more at amazing prices. Lululemon, Nike, Adidas, all your favorite brands. Save money and save the planet with sustainable fashion. Buy, sell, trade, 3005 South Lamar by Torchy's Tacos and Kirby Lane. That's Uptown Cheapskate.
TexasHSFootball.com. Proud to sponsor the Friday Night Countdown. Log on for the latest in game coverage, scores, team pages, player profiles, and Texas recruiting news. That's TexasHSFootball.com. For all things high school football, TexasHSFootball.com.
Hey, football fans, this is Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. I'm always looking for ways to beat the Texas heat, and with Teavana Craft Iced Teas, they can help you tackle the Texas heat with a bold, refreshing, and flavorful spin on your iced tea. Teavana Craft Iced Teas are brewed with the finest tea in 6 fantastic real fruit flavors, all with 100 calories or less, like the sweetened pineapple berry blue and the sweetened peach green tea and the unsweetened strawberry apple green tea. It's tea unlike anything you've ever tasted before. Grab a premium Teavana Craft Iced Tea at your local 7-Eleven and share it with me with the hashtag Teavana Life.
Call ARS and Rescue Rooter.
Broken AC, leaky pipes, busted water heater? You need a game plan. Call the pros at ARS Rescue Rooter. From maintenance to major emergencies, the special teams at ARS will fix your problem fast with same-day service. Just call 777-7000. Right now, mention Under the Lights and score $75 off any service or repair. Commitment to comfort, that's ARS. Call 777-7000 or visit ARS.com.
The more things change in the world, at In-N-Out, the more we remain the same, like always being fresh and made to order.
At the drive-thru, you see them making the food, you're just like, I can't wait to buy in that burger.
The way that they prepare things, it's so yummy. The meat is so juicy.
The cheese melts as you get towards the bottom of it.
That's why you keep coming back, is you know that flavor's there.
That's what our hamburger's all about.
When it came to country cooking, Mama knew a thing or two. When we got good and hungry, she knew just what to do. She'd get a smile on her face when she filled up our plates with Meyer's Elgin sausage. We were happy buckaroos.
The Aggies stole the Longhorn mascot and they branded it with their victory score, 13-0. Later, UT closed the 1-3 to form a B and then turned the dash into an E and squeezed in a V. It spelled Bevo and became a Texas tradition. Meyer's Elgin Sausage, real Texas, real good.
Oh my, my, smell that Meyer's Elgin Sausage at every backyard barbecue in the neighborhood.
Available at HEB, Randall's, and Walmart.
From the smokehouse to the grill, it's real Texas, real good.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Back to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown, presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown in the ABC and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. I want to remind everyone to follow all the action over the broadcast, and don't forget to check out the webcast network using and searching hashtag HornHS, and also download that app, guys. A lot of games you can pick up there on the Horn app every week, so up to 10, 11 games every week. So good stuff from the IHS fan crew and the Horn app. Player of the week.
Yeah, we got player of the week, Colin Sullivan, the Round Rock wide receiver. Talked to him briefly earlier this week, and we got that on tap.
Time for Texas Sports Monthly's player of the week.
Welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. This week's player of the week interview brought to you by Sendero Homes is with Colin Sullivan, wide receiver from Round Rock. Colin, you are one of the best wide receivers in the city, but this Round Rock team has a lot of weapons. Israel Morgan at running back, Jordan Smart does a little bit of everything, Seth Ford at quarterback, very solid. What's it like playing in an offense with so many weapons that defenses have to account for?
Well, I mean, I'm grateful for it. I mean, we have weapons coming from all around, even on the whole line. All the line is solid all around, really every single one of them, from our left tackle to our right tackle, all the way down our line. And honestly, that's where it starts at, man. And they just let us get through the hole for Izzy. Izzy can make some plays. Jordan makes some plays. Then they get that time to get us the ball and make some plays. So all around, you know, we're just blessed to have a great offense, great coaches, and just ready for whatever comes.
Your offense is averaging 50 points a game, but you're about to go up against a Vandegrift defense that is used to holding teams less than their season averages. They've done this before where they take a really good offense and they hold them down. Why are they so good at doing that, and how do you feel about the challenge to taking them on this Friday?
I mean, they're a good football team. That's what we play for. We really play to go against anybody, and they're playing us on Friday night. So, you know, that's literally what we prepare for, and we're up for any challenge. And you know, we've been preparing for this for a long time. So you know, just week by week and doing whatever we needed to do. We got everything ready. Just putting everything together for Friday night.
All right, Colin. All right, Colin, that's all I got. Thanks for your time and good luck on Friday.
Thank you so much.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week brought to you by Sendero Homes.
All right, good stuff there from the young man, Colin Sullivan. He will be taking on Coach Sanders and that Vipers defense. He'll be looking, Steve, for his 10th, maybe 11th touchdown tonight.
And I can't wait to see this game. But I want to harp on that last point I made right before the commercial break. Round Rock really, they need to play sound football. Because I'm telling you, the last two times I saw Vandegrift play, Cedar Ridge and Vista Ridge continually shot themselves in the foot. And Vandegrift just took advantage. This Vandegrift offense, they're very efficient, but they're not very explosive. They only average 24 points per game. That is 7th in the district. 7th out of 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that great.
Yeah, but we talked before in weeks, and I know, and I heard Rick talking about this last Wednesday. You know, Drew Dawson is so careful with that with the ball, and he doesn't make mistakes. Offensively, they're efficient. You know, it's just...
That's what I'm saying. Round Rock needs to match that efficiency first. Mm-hmm. You know, try to score points. Don't get me wrong. But, like, go in calm. Go in settle in. I said, coaches, you know, your pregame speech, you either rile them up or, you know, try to just, you know, be calm. I hope Jeff Cheatham just keeps it calm with the pregame speech. Don't rile them up too much because those last two teams were clearly too riled to play Vandegrift and it hurt them. But there's a lot of other games going on this Friday.
Well, that one is our Texas HS football game of the week. Yes. And so that'll be a good one tonight. Moving on, let's talk a little bit about this Hutto-Georgetown game.
Yes, this will be fun. First big game in a District 11-5A Division I race that looks really tight, along with Hutto and Georgetown. Cedar Park and Manor both have legit district title hopes. I'm pretty sure those will be your four playoff teams, but matter of order, could go anyway. Hutto is 4-0. They are number 3 in our Texas Sports Monthly Top 10. The defending district champions rolled through the league last year with a blistering offense. The offense is not as explosive this year. They lost 8 stars, including Chase Griffin, who's at UCLA, who is just an amazing quarterback. But the defense is making up for it. They got an outstanding defensive line. We've talked about them before. So the offense is a little bit down, but still, they had a lot of room. You know, I remember when I was handicapping the districts going into the season, I realized Hutto led the district by 24 points per game on offense. Like, no one was even close to them. So in my mind, it was like, well, the offense could take a step back, and they could easily make up for that. Georgetown lost their first game to Stephenville last week, 28-7, as they continue to mesh under new head coach Chuck Griffin. The defense is giving up just 15 points per game with throwback linebacker Taylor Bell, a Louisiana Monroe recruit, leading the way. This Bell kid, man, you need to watch him, man. He's something else. Like,
no,
he's one of those. He's one of those 1970s guys. he just hits, man. He plays downfield football. And then you got Cedar Park, who's 4-1. They've rebounded nicely since that season opening loss to Vandegrift. 4 straight wins include a wild comeback at San Angelo Central, where they had 2 touchdowns in the final 2 minutes to force overtime, then 1 in overtime. Defensive lineman Ben Bell has 16 tackles for a loss, 5 sacks, 11 quarterback hurries, 3 forced fumbles. He is really doing work up front. And then Maynard, you know, the Mustangs were a team that I had high expectations of, but they kind of started out slow out of the gate with losses to Westco East and Copperas Cove weeks 1, weeks 2. They've turned things around ever since their week 3 win versus Liberty Hill. They were dominant in wins versus Houston St. Pius and Pflugerville. They got a bye next week, then Rouse, then Connolly, and then they'll play those 3 teams we just talked about to close out the season. So we'll see where they are then. And you know, I talked about it earlier, September can tell a lot of lies. Like, you can teams evolve as the season goes along. Maynard was not good in September. October is now a chance for them to kind of recalibrate, and then they'll play those 3 teams at the end. But as far as this Georgetown Hutto game, I just don't know what to expect. I mean, both these Hutto is just so different than they were last year.
Like,
they have
to
a
see
running
Georgetown
game.
Win one.
I'd like to see it too. I think this district's going to be very competitive. And again, Hutto, they just don't have the same offense they did last year. I went to this game last year, and they ran Georgetown off the field. They're not going to do that this time, you know. And so now, if Georgetown can kind of get some stuff going offensively on their end, this could be a very competitive game. And again, I think this district will be just very competitive all around.
Well, we got I know we got Vista Ridge and Leander tonight.
I mean, Hendrickson at Stony Point. Hendrickson not at top form this year, but they're always tough under Chip Killian. Chip has never missed the playoffs at Hendrickson. Doesn't plan to this year. They gave Vandegrift a tough run for their money a couple weeks ago. Lost to Westwood by 1. Stony Point is undefeated, and they're playing great defense. They're strong on the offensive line. This is a team that's really good in the trenches on both sides of the ball. But you got to account for that schedule. Their opponents are 4-16 so far this year, where Hendrickson's are 13-12. So this will be a good game. Look out for Stony Point running back Kendall Thomas. He's averaging 241 yards per game with 4 touchdowns in each of his last 3 games. Meanwhile, Wacky and Wild, District 13, 5A, Division 2, you got Bastrop, Cedar Creek, the battle for Bastrop County. Mm-hmm. Cedar Creek has still yet to beat Bastrop in 7 tries. Last year was especially painful. They blew a 14-point fourth quarter lead, 14-point second half lead, retook the lead in the fourth quarter, only to give it away again. The Eagles are past the point of enjoying moral victories. They believe the team finished the job this year. Both teams have a really strong defense. Should be a good game. Elsewhere in that district, Eastview hosts Brenham in a very interesting game. Eastview is undefeated, number 9 in Texas Sports Monthly rankings, but they have also not played many great opponents. Their strength of schedule, 2-16 is their combined opponents. Brenham is a strong team.
What about Westwood McNeil?
That'll be a good game. I think Westwood wins that one. And also Glenn at Weiss. That is on our network of games. Both teams won known district play.
Yeah, both those games are on the IHS Fan webcast network.
Yeah.
Coach Wood probably going to take the victory.
Yeah.
I think Coach Wood and Westwood will get that one against McNeil Mavs.
I believe so. But yeah, and anyways, our rankings. Number 10 is Lampasas. I don't know if I got to all the rankings. I didn't get to all the rankings, but...
Well, we know the
top
five.
Next week is Westlake Lake Travis. What?
Battle of the Lakes next week. Hey, guys, enjoy the Friday night football. This has been the Friday Night Countdown, 104.9, 101 FM, AM 1260. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Texas Sports Monthly Friday Night Countdown. presented by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by American Water Connecticut, Factory Mattress, Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Hyundai, Round Rock Toyota, RV Outlet Mall, Dr. Greg Eckert, Austin Billiards, Qualtech Automotive, Paul's Motor Works, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Capital Chevrolet, Urology Austin, Whataburger, Thrivin' Financial, Vandegrift High School, Interspace Cavern, Thomas J. Henry, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Total Men's, UFCU, Central Texas Honda Dealers, and Tires to You. The Horn is talking fantasy sports with the Wagner Wire, Sunday mornings from 10 to noon. Adam Wagner gives you heroes and zeros at 10:45. Who do you love at 11:10? Just the tip at 11:45. And the best starts and sits from all of your fantasy sports teams. The Wagner Wire, Sundays from 10 to noon on The Horn. Sponsored by Audiovisual Consultations.
Rock Solid Decorative Coatings is a proud sponsor of Central Texas High School Football, specializing in outdoor living, gazebos, and patios for your home or business. Turn to the pros at Rock Solid. Rock Solid specializes in repairing your concrete project or flooring system from damage. Your team needs a Rock Solid defense to win championships, so why not call the winning professionals at Rock Solid Decorative Coatings today, 512-244-3612, or visit them online at texasrocksolidcoatings.com.
Jason's Deli has something great for everyone. Fan favorites are the Garden Fresh Salad Bar, Reuben and Deli Cowboy. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing at Jason's Deli Lakeway. Open every day right down the street from Lake Travis High School.
Uptown Cheapskate has athletic wear and a lot more at amazing prices. Lululemon, Nike, Adidas, all your favorite brands. Save money and save the planet with sustainable fashion. Buy, sell, trade, 3005 South Lamar by Torchy's Tacos and Kirby Lane. That's Uptown Cheapskate.
Horns fans, Mr. Tramp Sports Pub invites all Longhorns fans to the game every Saturday. Get a free appetizer during the game when wearing Horns gear. When three or more Horns fans show up to Mr. Tramp's to watch a game, receive free wings or any appetizer. Mr. Tramp's with great food, huge screens with sound, daily drink specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Mr. Tramp Sports Pub, your headquarters for college football this season. 183 at Fairfield Lane, where North Austin goes for sports. MrTramps.com.
Mr. Tramp's.
What's for Lunch is a full-service catering company specializing in family-style lunches for businesses in the Austin area. Catering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and afternoon snacks for special events, training seminars, tailgate parties, conferences, birthdays, celebrations, cocktail parties, local businesses, South by Southwest day parties, private parties, sports banquets, and much more. Think outside the lunchbox when you ask yourself, what's for lunch? That's What's for Lunch Corporate Catering. Call them today at 512-388-6062. That's 388-6062, or place your order online at whatsforlunchaustin.com.
What will you do after high school? Do you have a plan? Whether you want to earn a degree, get ahead with transfer classes, or train for a good job, Austin Community College is there to help. ACC's College Destination Center offers one-on-one advising to help you get your plans on track. Get personalized assistance with career exploration, financial aid, applying for college, and other questions, big or small. Contact ACC at austincc.edu/startnow or call 512-223-7747. ACC, start here, get there.
Hi, folks. Craig White. One of the best things I discovered about moving to the Horn was meeting Dr. Greg Eckert. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can meeting a dentist be a good thing? Dental anxiety, right? I had it too, but Dr. Eckert eliminates that dental anxiety. I guess nearly a quarter of a century of experience can do that. He can handle whatever your dental needs are. General dentistry, tooth whitening, advanced cosmetic dentistry, veneers. He specializes in tooth loss solutions. Whether it's a single tooth, multiple teeth, maybe you've been told you need them all replaced or restored. Greg Eckert and his staff have the solution. They've restored over 1,000 cases, and if you just sit down for a consultation, you can make the informed decision on what your dental health care needs and desires should be. Why not give Dr. Eckert a call today at 512-345-3166? As a new patient, mention you heard it here on The Horn, and you'll receive free Zoom whitening. It's one-stop shopping for your entire family's dental care. That's 512-345-3166 for Dr. Greg Eckert. That's Eckert with a U, U-E-C-K-E-R-T.
When it came to country cooking, Mama knew a thing or two. When we got good and hungry, she knew just what to do. She'd get a smile on her face when she filled up our plates with Meyer's Elgin sausage. We were happy by buckaroos.
Okay, it's Saturday afternoon, and next to you at the market is a guy painted from head to toe in his team colors, complete with rainbow-dyed hair. It's nothing unusual. It's football season in Texas. Meijer salutes the true Texas football fan. Meijer's Elgin Sausage. Real Texas. Real good.
Oh, my, my. Smell that Meijer's Elgin Sausage at every backyard barbecue in the neighborhood.
Available at HEB, Randall's, and Walmart.
From the smokehouse to the grill, it's real Texas. Real good.
Wake up with Bucky and Aaron. Mornings from 6 to 10 on the Horn. Lake Travis Cavaliers football is on the air. Brought to you by Austin BMW Centers, the A.J. Miller Group, F2 OnSite, Golf Cart Zone, Obsequio Ventures, True Car, Acceleration Sports Performance, Bacon Design, Hill Country Indoor, Lexus of Lakeway, Sky Ridge Dental, Arbogast Homes, Evans Family Law, Firm Space, Jana Birdwell Realtor, Lakeway Vet, LTYA, Moreland Properties, Ramos Consulting, Serene Hills, Sing Orthodontics, Doug Wilkins CPA, Seven Custom Homes, Ranch Road Holdings, Stephen Covey, Austin Lakes Dentistry, Craig O's, Dorsett, Johnson, and Swift, Lakeway Orthodontics, Morningstar Mini Storage, Plains Capital, Rudy's Barbecue, Scott Ramsey, The Print Shop, X-Works, and By Wink. Now, here's your Lake Travis Cavaliers broadcast team, Mark Honig and Bucky Godbold.
It's a four-game win streak for Lake Travis, including two straight shutouts. In fact, the Cavs have outscored their last two opponents 112-0. They go for their third consecutive shutout tonight against the Lehman Lobos. It would be the first time ever in the long history of Lake Travis that a team has accomplished three straight shutouts. With that, we welcome you to Bob Shelton Stadium in Hays County. Mark Honig along with the Buck. Bucky Godbolt, the former UT running backs coach, and we all know what's happening next Friday. It's Lake Travis and Westlake. But first things first, you got to take care of business.
Yeah, just like a lot of things will happen around this area next week when University of Texas heads to Dallas to play Oklahoma, they have to play West Virginia first.
Yep.
There's something in between all of that. And for Lake Travis, take care of your business tonight. Do all the things that you've been doing all year long, Mark, and then you'll get that opportunity to play against Westlake and see who's the king, see who the king of the hill is early. But you've got to take care of your business tonight. Be smart. Get that run game of yours that started last week. Get that baby cranked up, and this should be a pretty good victory here tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those games where we anticipate a lot of kids being able to play. We saw that last week, and that's going to be pretty valuable in the coming weeks when you play the likes of Westlake and get into the playoffs.
Well, what we don't want to see is anybody go down tonight, knock on wood. This is a team that's got a lot of injuries as it is at Lake Travis, and they can ill afford to have somebody get hurt tonight in this football game.
Yeah, especially the quarterback, Hudson Card, was great last week. 20 of 24, 366 yards, four touchdowns. They got to keep him upright. He's got to do what he's got to do and get out of the game.
It's really funny some of the similarities between the University of Texas and what's happening at Lake Travis. You know, Sam Ehlinger, Hudson Card, certain guys you can't get hurt, and certain guys love to run with the football and throw it around.
Yep.
And you're just holding your breath every time they take off down the field, or every time somebody misses a block in the backfield or a guy comes free, you're just holding your breath that this is the main guy. Can't afford to get him hurt. And I think he's done a good job. He's become a much smarter runner than he used to be. I think last year at this time he was trying to prove to everybody
that he could stay in the pocket.
When I run, I'm tough. I'm pretty tough. You see Hudson this year a lot of times get his first down and go ahead and get to the sideline.
Yep, Mark and Bucky up in the booth.
Yeah, and the same thing with Sam Ehlinger. He's the same. You can't afford to lose those guys. They're hard to replace.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. Gorgeous setting here as the sun setting behind the stadium. And down on the field is our own Stu Myrick. And Stu, pretty nice evening for football.
It is a pretty nice evening. The wind is kind of still right now. There's the slightest of breeze blowing, but barely noticeable. I had a chance to talk with Lehman's head coach, Bruce Salmon. You know, he's talking about his program is growing right now. It's a very young program, playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores. You know, but they have a good attitude, playing at 100%, and that was evident last week against Westlake. And their goal is just stay consistent and play to their strength. So we'll see some of that tonight against Lake Travis.
All right, Stu Myrick down there on the field. It's Lake Travis with a record of 4-1 on the season, 3-0 in district play. They've won four straight games looking for number 5. When we come back, we'll visit with Hank Carter, head coach of the Cavaliers, get his thoughts on last week's win over Austin High, and a look ahead to tonight's game against the Lehman Lobos. Lake Travis football continues in a moment.
Wouldn't it be great if your summer travels came with a guide? One that points you to the best beaches and shops? Well, while we can't navigate your vacation, when it comes to buying or selling your car, True Car is your definitive guide. Need a new ride? True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want. Got a ride you want to sell or trade in? Get a cash offer in minutes from home. Just in 2018, True Car users saved $1.697 billion off MSRP across the country. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car.
With the sun on the Lake Travis High School football team, global real estate advisor Jana Birdwell is proud to be a Cavalier sponsor. She and her team offer unparalleled international marketing exposure through Sotheby's International Realty, plus local expertise and beyond your expectations communication at every point of the process. Contact Jana's team to find out more about their latest project. Creek's Edge is a new private and gated community off Hamilton Pool Road in the Lake Travis ISD. Call 512-784-8600 to learn more or visit JanaBirdwell.com. Go Cavs!
Every football team needs specialists, those players that focus on one area to help the larger team. The same is true in healthcare. As hospitals and clinics struggle to remain profitable, specialists like Obsequio Ventures are providing that extra hand to ensure growth and efficiency. Whether the challenge is compliance, diagnostics, or legal, Obsequio Ventures can help healthcare facilities strategize and succeed. Obsequio is excited to be bringing their services into the Texas market very soon. Obsequio Ventures, a proud supporter of the Lake Travis Cavaliers.
Watch out! We're throwing axes at High Five and you're up. Get the thrill of gripping the axe handle, lining it up, letting it fly, and watching as the steel of your axe sticks into the bullseye. Then high-fiving your friends and co-workers. Yeah! Axe throwing is dangerous fun, which is why you'll be trained by your personal certified High Five expert. Reserve your group at either of our greater Austin area locations, High Five Anderson Lane near Mopac, right here in Lake Travis off 620. Book online at bowlhighfive.com. High Five is proud to be a state sponsor of Lake Travis football. High Five, Cavs.
Back to the pregame show. Mark Honig with Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Let's start with last week, your second really stout performance in all phases, and it led to another shutout. Give me your thoughts on last week's performance over Austin High.
Yeah, I thought our kids played well. I think that we're continuing to get better and better. You know, I love the way that we ran the football. I thought that Grayson Sandlin had some great runs after catch. And I think overall our defense handled their passing attack pretty good. They also had a good back. He's a big, strong kid. We haven't played anybody like that this year since Martin, and we struggled with that guy. But the way that I think that we're getting better every week, and I think that our kids played like it last week.
More on Grayson Sandlin. Obviously, he's a tall kid. So what are you looking for to determine whether he's got a mismatch? Is it just one-on-one, or is it shorter safeties? Tell me how you make a determination that, hey, we got it. We got the mismatch. We're going after it here.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the shell that they're playing in the secondary. I mean, Grayson, because of his size and just his body control, his jumping ability, his hands, all that stuff, if he's in a one-on-one, I think we like that look versus just about anybody. He's rarely in that. Most of the time they've got help over the top of him. You know, it just kind of depends on it. It also depends on, you know, what the look is with Kyle Lees. A lot of times Kyle, because of the big plays he's been making, is taking some attention away. And so, you know, I think Coach Stein's did a good job of making sure Hudson understands, you know, to go with the favorable matchup between those two guys.
Last couple of weeks, your running back position's gotten very healthy, and now you have three capable guys, not only in the running game, but Stevens had a nice play in the receiving game out of the backfield. So, I mean, you got some options there.
Yeah, we do. I think that our running back position is as deep as any position in our program. Really, I would say there's four guys that we think we could plug in there. They all have different skill sets, though. Obviously, I think Weston Stevens has the best hands. He's shown that he's the most capable receiver out of the backfield or even lining up at receiver and doing that. He's also probably the fastest out in the open field. I think Marcelo's a combination of all of them. He catches the ball well. He's a tough runner. really does a nice job running inside zone. And then Wesley Irwin is just he's a more physical back. He's got a really good straight line speed, and he's a physical, tough runner. And then Gary, you know, Gary's come on every week, and I think that he is a powerful finisher. You know, and so, again, I think that as the season goes, you can never have too many talented kids, especially at running back where those guys take a lot of abuse during games. So I'm glad to see they're all playing well.
Tonight you have the Lehman Lobos. We'll discuss them when Lake Travis football continues in a moment.
My dentist told me I needed a crown, and I was like, I know, right?
Tired of waiting for that tooth to finally break down, fearing when and where? At Skyridge Dental, we can help you with that. We offer family-friendly dental services for all ages. From teeth cleaning to dental implants, we can take care of it all. Call us today at 512-402-9090 or visit our website at skyridgedental.com for more information. Call Skyridge Dental for all your dental needs. 512-402-9090. Next to Pete Terry's and Lake Travis High School. When it comes to building a custom home, as the 2018 Custom Home Builder of the Year, Arbogast Custom Homes is committed to complete client satisfaction. Accepting only a limited number of clients per year, Todd Arbogast insists on being personally involved in every home he builds. Exquisite craftsmanship, attention to detail, and building with integrity are at the cornerstones of his company. With over a decade of experience, Todd and his team deliver superior quality and outstanding service every time. For more information, visit ArbogastHomes.com.
Bacon Design is a full-service design agency here in Bee Cave, supporting Lake Travis Athletics since 2011. Logos, packaging, websites, illustrations, print media, and more. Bacon Design specializes in making your business look good. We work with any size business from worldwide corporations to brand new startups. If your business needs some sizzle, give Bacon Design a call at 512-386-1358 or visit us at bacondesign.net. Mention Lake Travis Football for 25% off your first project.
Bacon Design, cooking up fat designs for lean budgets since 1993.
Enjoy the hospitality of your neighborhood Lexus dealer in Lakeway or Austin. Your local Lexus dealerships are dedicated to offering exceptional customer experiences. This means complimentary amenities for Lexus owners, like a barista bar, car wash, and courtesy vehicles. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned certified Lexus, their mission is to provide unparalleled customer service and world-class quality. Located at Clara Van and 620 in Lakeway and on Stone Lake Boulevard in North Austin, a proud supporter of Lake Travis Education Foundation and your Cavaliers.
Back with Coach Carter. I don't know if you know this, but in the long storied history of Lake Travis football, you've never had three straight shutouts. And you have an opportunity to do that tonight. Has that been discussed? Are you even aware of that?
No, I was not aware of that. That's a, you know.
I just gave you material for your pregame chat.
You did. But, and I would say, obviously, we don't want to give up a lot of points, but there's some other things at play there. And so, yeah, I mean, that's good to know. I don't know that we're going to make that the mission tonight. We'll see how it goes.
All right. A lot of talk already about next week, and I forget who you play next week. Oh, it's Westlake.
Oh, there we go.
So how do you keep the kids focused on the task at hand? You always talk about worrying about your performance versus the opponent, but how important is it to get off to a good start and really just focus on what you got to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's things that we talk about. You know, we need to go out here and play tonight because this is the game that we have. That's the one that's on the schedule, and it's a chance for us to get better. I also remind them that you only get to be in high school once, and that sand is dropping out of the hourglass for these seniors. And let's make sure that we take advantage of our time together, regardless who we're playing. Come out, get better, and go have fun. And we'll worry about who's up next week when we get to that.
So let's discuss the Lobos a little bit. What do they bring to the table? What have you seen on film?
A lot of motion offensively. They run a spread, but, you know, they'll use a tight end at times. They'll get in three backs, and so it's some unique formations that we haven't seen in a while, some formation into the boundary, so we need to get lined up. They can throw the football pretty well. They've got some explosive athletes. I would say they're just young. I think they have, you know, 14 or 15 kids on the varsity roster that are sophomores and are playing a lot. That's tough. And so, you know, we need to get lined up, and we need to tackle and do our job. And for us on offense, they run a lot of different pressures. And so it's a little bit of feast or famine with the way their defense plays. And so we want to make sure that we fit up the protections and take advantage of the matchups that we have and go play good football.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Hank Carter, head coach of the Cavaliers, back with the starting lineups and the kick when Lake Travis football continues after this.
F2 OnSite is a proud supporter of Lake Travis football. Now they ask you to support another great Lake Travis program, the Cav Lounge. This program ensures that no student goes without the basics. Food, clothing, shoes, personal care items, school supplies, and even a snack or a prom dress. Every student is welcome, no exceptions. Visit Facebook.com/Cav Lounge for more information on how you can help. And to get the 2019 campaign started, F2 OnSite is excited to donate $25 for every Cavalier touchdown this season. The Cav Lounge, the latest LT tradition.
Are you refinancing or buying a home soon? You deserve a true expert to help you with the biggest investment of your life. Call A.J. Miller, your local reputable Lake Travis lender. Visit ajmillergroup.com to apply.
Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS number 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are not subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. A.J. Miller, NMLS number 403782, 1202 Lakeway Drive, Suite 12, Lakeway, Texas.
If you're thinking about buying a golf cart or perhaps looking to build a custom golf cart, check out the great folks at Golf Cart Zone. Maybe you already have a golf cart and need repairs or want to customize your cart. Golf Cart Zone is the place to go. New or used, buy or lease, riding on cart paths or through rough terrain. Make sure your search starts and ends with Golf Cart Zone. They even have a pickup and delivery service. Located on Research Boulevard between Spicewood Springs and Anderson Mill, reach them by phone at 512-258-9300.